Fighting inflation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is President Biden's plan later this morning.
President Biden's message on reducing costs and fighting inflation includes reviving elements of his stalled Build Back Better agenda, like a provision providing clean energy and electric vehicle tax credits. He says will reduce our dependence on reckless autocrats like Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president's plan also includes capping some prescription drug prices and raising taxes on wealthy individuals and corporations.
It's Fox's Jared Halpern. Republicans are pointing the finger at the president. Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox.
He's responsible for this inflationary binge. He's the one who's given it to us.
They cite trillions in COVID spending and his energy policies as gas hits a new record high today. AAA's national average for regular $4.37 a gallon. Diesel also an all-time high, $5.55. Congress could this week approve another $40 billion in military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine, Russia, though, is going after a supply line for those weapons.
The southern port city of Odessa here in Ukraine was hit with a series of Russian missiles Monday night, including three hypersonic missiles, according to Ukraine. A shopping mall and two hotels were among the buildings flattened.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Casey White is back behind bars. The Alabama murder suspect surrendered after a high-speed chase in Evansville, Indiana. The corrections officer who helped him escape last month, Vicky White, no relation, shot and killed herself. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says,
this escape was obviously well planned and calculated. A lot of preparation went into this. They had plenty of resources, had cash, had vehicles, had everything they needed to pull this off.
This is a big deal.
We did sell the most expensive painting of the 20th century.
Alex Rotter is with Christie's, which sold at auction Andy Warhol's portrait of Marilyn Monroe. An art dealer bought it for $195 million, the highest price ever for an American artist's work. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a rebound on Wall Street from all those big sell-offs in recent days. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
That's right, Dave. 3 days of losers. The Dow has recouped nearly half of what it lost yesterday. It's up about 340 points right now. NASDAQ adding more than 250. And the S&P is reversing course from its longest losing streak since 2011 with a 60-point gain. Bucking that winning trend, Peloton, a big loser, shares falling about 20%, about $11 and change as a price for a share that is far below its IPO offer price of $29 after weak guidance as people return to gyms and other problems. Now, economy opening stocks like cruise lines, Boeing, Microsoft, and Disney are to the upside. Dave?
Lillian, the price of oil is down about a half dollar. It's back under $103 a barrel as cryptocurrencies rise. Bitcoin is up about 2%, but it's at $31,000 per coin. That is far less than half Bitcoin's peak price last November. Supply chain issues that have led to 70 store shelves now have some parents anxious trying to find baby formula, an issue made worse by a recent recall of some tainted formula that affected production.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki responding to the crisis saying FDA officials are, quote, working around the clock. In some states, by the way, shortages are over 50%. You've got several retailers that are limiting the amount of formula that parents can purchase.
That's Fox Business Network, Cheryl Costoni. There is some breaking Fox News, literally. Tom Brady, whenever he retires, has already found a new job. The star quarterback will be the lead Fox Sports TV analyst for NFL football. Senator Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, Fox's previous lead football announcing team, left to go to ESPN Monday Night Football. Brady did briefly retire after last season, only to unretire and decide to play a third season with Tampa Bay. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.